previously on the Graveyard Tapes.
You ever go to a bar or a coffee shop and sit there in the hopes that someone will come up and make conversation? Even just a, how's it going, mate? Or, love your jacket? Or, careful what you wish for? So the other evening, I'm minding my own at Avenue Restaurant when a stranger pops up to chat. Not a bad bloke, I thought. He even hires me for a missing persons case. But it turns out, the missing person is his sister, Katerina. My first love. Oh yeah, the next day he kidnaps Threadripper and he's holding her hostage until I hand over some ancient books so when Varsary can suck the power out of my blood and open up a portal to the abyss so her family can come over and run amok like a pack of murderous holiday makers. I almost feel bad for the guy. He doesn't know that Varsary will kill him as soon as he's served his purpose. Might be for the best, really. Zeraday will do worse to him. That is, if I don't get to him first. Besides, there's a war on, hasn't he heard? I leave the sports box where Tim, Zero Day, and Nix Ahrens are holding a war council. Zero's grinding his teeth and scraping his wings together in a way I've never seen in a tech pixie. Best to hurry. Galahad's engine roars as I speed down the ring road. I pull up to Flack's garage. More bikes than usual are parked outside. Usually, shifters are loafing around or joking, but I can't see a single smile. One of them notices me, gives me a nod, and points toward the back entrance. Guess I was expected. In the back room, Flack and Reza are pouring shifted whiskey into shot glasses. The place smells like motor oil and musk. I can feel their animal forms close to the surface, clawing to get out.
Valentine, have a seat. Grab a glass.
Greetings, folks. Quite the crowd out front.
Yeah, strange times.
More than I dreamt of in your philosophy, I'll bet.
Are you here for the end of the world, Valentine?
I came here looking for a hand, putting a stop to it. It's hard to save the world on your own.
That's what we thought.
So, is this what the Shifter Rally is all about? Marshalling your forces against Varsary?
Not exactly.
It's a retreat.
How's that again?
You tell him. Explain why we're turning tail.
It's not that simple.
If it were my call, we'd kick in Vostri's ass so far into the abyss that she'd never climb out again. Instead, we're packing up and leaving.
Please forgive Risa, Valentine. She's only a few centuries old. Me, I've been around longer. I know a thing or two about survival.
Hold on. You're not helping us?
Nesvari has become too great a threat. I am not throwing my pack into a meat grinder.
So that's it, is it?
Count yourself lucky. Some of us wanted to grab you and hand you over to Nesvari.
Well, if we survive the coming apocalypse, I'm charging you extra from now on.
Best of luck, Valentine.
She's got Threadripper, mate.
What?
Nesvari. She's using some poor bugger to do her dirty work.
Why didn't you lead with that? Let's get geared up!
No!
No?
I'm sorry to hear it. I am fond of Threadripper, but it doesn't change anything. We must retreat and ride out the coming storm if we want to survive.
That's what we're calling survival? Count me out.
Risa, you are my most trusted hound, but after Sanctuary, you are on thin ice.
Guess I'm going for a swim then.
If you leave, I cannot stop what comes next.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Valentine.
Risa!
Risa's flat gonna be okay?
Shut up and keep your eyes forward. Move.
Okie dokie. Take your bike and head to the sports box.
Not going on my bike. Going to your car, keep moving.
Risa!
Don't turn around, Valentine.
Come back here, Risa! Du är utstött! Utstött!
Hells. Move, Valentine!
What's that word? Udstot.
Udstot.
Udstot. What's it mean?
I'll tell you if we survive.
I drop Reza off at the sports box and hope she doesn't kill any of Tim's vampire crew while she's there. Well, maybe Brayden. I'm on my way to the Neon Crossing to talk to Anne. She may be the only one in this city with the juice to put up a fight with Varsary one-on-one. I also know what it costs her to put down her tattoo gun and wade into a fight. One day, she's going to lock the door when she sees me coming. Here's hoping today isn't that day.
Be with you in just a moment.
A moment's all we've gotten.
Valentine, something looks different with you. Your tattoos look overcharged.
Ran into a grief monster in an extra-dimensional blockbuster video. The situation got a bit, hairy.
I'll say. So, if you're not here to get your ink touched up, what are you here for?
Vossery. She's making a play for power. She's using Threadripper to get to me. I'm supposed to meet her at Wonderland tonight.
She'll kill you.
Of course she'll kill me. That's why I need you there.
I'm not sure you want me around Vossery.
And I know you don't like to fight.
She knows something about me. About us. She'll use it against you to gain an advantage.
I know that Invasory is going to try and get my head. That's how she operates. That and murdering people.
I'm giving you an out, Valentine. You can walk out that door right now and be none the wiser.
I don't know what your secret is, Anne, but I know that I'll be stronger with you by my side. If it's bad, it's going to hurt whether it comes from you or a demon, so you can tell me or keep me in the dark. Just don't abandon me.
For a long time now, you've believed that Katarina's possession was your fault. That's not true.
Beg your pardon?
I went to your apartment earlier that day to confront Kat. I knew she was in trouble, and I thought I could help. You couldn't see it, Valentine, but I could. Abyssal magic already had its claws in her. She was being controlled, pushed towards that ritual. So I broke it. I took a piece of that summoning ritual you and Kat had laid out. I thought you two would figure it out and come to the Neon Crossing. Instead, it was you who came through my door. When I saw your face and my tattoos, I realized it had gone wrong somehow. I'm sorry, Valentine. I should have told you long ago.
You're right. You should have. I would have walked away from you. Your muscle magic would have taken me over eventually. I'd probably have gone back to Invasory and opened a portal with a song in my heart. Instead, you took care of me. You gave me a shield against my own worst instincts. I don't think I'd be alive today otherwise.
But if it weren't for me...
You were Kat's friend, Anne. You gambled on saving her life and lost. Maybe that missing piece of the spell let Invasory through, but I was the one who got Kat into magic. I led her into the woods without ever thinking that maybe it was wrong. That's the truth, Anne. That's what I have to carry.
I know, but you deserved better. I could have shared some of that burden.
It's all snow at a funeral, as my mum used to say.
What does that mean?
It means what we deserve isn't up to us. You weren't looking to share my burden. You want to pick up the whole thing, but it doesn't work that way. You and me, together, we're going to take that weight to Invasory, drop it around her shoulders, and send her screaming into the abyss. We just need to hold on to Katarina. She deserves that much. Now, Ink Goddess, are you in?
I'm in.
That's what I like to hear. Now you and me are going to go check out a book.
What?
I fill Anne in on the way to my office. Nico, Threadripper, all of it. She nods quietly. Meanwhile, a plan is brewing in my head. The office is in shambles. Someone or something has ripped the door off its hinges. Inside, Thread's careful paperwork is scattered everywhere. My desk drawers have been opened and their contents spilled across the floor. It's funny, huh? All I can think is what Threadripper would say if she could see the place. 0 Day's flitting around the ruins. Static electricity is sparking between his wings. I hear him muttering something under his breath as we approach.
Gotta be here, 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 gotta be here.
Oi, Zero.
Gotta be here, 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 gotta be here. What?
What's going on here? This can't be your doing, can it?
Of course not. I'm looking for a clue.
Stay still a moment, mate. You're not a detective.
You're barely a detective.
You know what? Point taken. But I've got the license and the sign on the door. Well, what used to be my door. Look, we don't need to search for clues. We know who's got her. We know where she'll be. It's a rescue mission, not an investigation.
Gee, look at this place. She must have put up a real fight.
I bet she did. But this isn't a fight scene. Someone came in afterwards and trashed the place. Wankers. Someone big enough to rip my door off its hinges. They were looking for something specific. Ashen hells.
got the muffin hugging book!
Who's they?
Madeline.
Winner, winner, murder buzz dinner.
Well, she is on my list.
Take a number. Okay, what do we do without the book? Is that a thought? I think I thought a thought. Hold on, it's an actual idea. It's a good one, too.
Do we need to return you to the manufacturer? And is Valentine still under warranty?
He voided his own warranty years ago.
Okay, we're gonna need some ingredients. I'm gonna need a paperback. Zero, I need you to build a bookmark trap.
Yes!
And get out your pen. We're gonna get creative on Invasory.
This will never work. Invasory isn't foolish.
It only has to work for a moment. But you're right, she's no fool. So what if we make a fool out of her?
What?
I'm off to see a wizard about a song. The conservatory on College Avenue. One of the Queen City's most haunted places. Or it was until the sirens made it their home. Now the ghosts are well behaved. The old wooden double doors swing open as I go up the steps. Looks like the spirit of the conservatory still remembers me fondly. Thanks, Francis, I think, as the doors close quietly behind me. Hello?
Valentine, said yourself. Fiona, Valentine's here.
Kira comes rushing forward and gives me a hug. Fiona and Kira were runaways once, fleeing from their family and hiding out in the Queen City. I helped them find a place they could call their own. Made a few enemies along the way, but that's Tuesday.
Valentine, it's so good to see you again.
That's not a sentence I hear very often.
Hush your mouth. Come, take a look around. We're building a pool.
I'm afraid I don't have time for a tour. I need your help with a book and a spell.
Sounds exciting. What kind of mischief are you getting up to?
There's an abyssal entity that needs spiking, and I intend this book to be the paddle.
Is this anything to do with those faceless, needle-fingered creatures?
You've seen them, have you?
They've been swarming the city like water fleas. A few nights back, they surrounded the conservatory, looking to get in, but Francis kept them out.
I'm after the power behind those things.
Sign us up. Kira, you're looking to fight a demon?
Anything for you, love.
It's on tonight. In the meantime, I need a charm spell laid on this book. Something that'll distract anyone who opens it.
This book?
That book.
Hey, Kira, isn't that the one you've been reading for your book club?
Wonderland. The place where I chipped away at my youth one quarter at a time. Where I kissed Kat for the first time. A fire scorched the place a few years back. The building languished for a while, but eventually got torn down and reduced to a skeleton. Now it's an empty lot filled with weeds. But it's still there, waiting for me. And Varsary will make sure of that. We gather at dusk and advance up Broad Street. The Faceless are there, surrounding Wonderland, thick on the ground and grey as dust. They make a sound, like Bible pages being rubbed together. And Varsary wants me inside Wonderland. It's my guess that the Faceless will part from me like the Red Sea, but the rest of our crew will have to meet them head on. Wings of fire and ice spread out from my shoulders as we get close.
Ah, no, my friend. Your job is to take down the demon and rescue Miss Threadripper. We can't risk one of those creatures getting its needles in you. Fortunately, their venom has no effect on the undead. Tim and I shall dispatch these needle-fingered nuisances.
Torches up, boys.
I decide to retract my ink wings, conserving power as a line of vampires step up, raising a series of torches. In the light of the flames, I can see they're all wearing a kind of crude leather armor. Torch-bearing armored vampires. Something new every day around here.
We did some research on these faceless things. It turns out, burning them alive produces excellent results.
So where's your torch?
Who needs a torch when you've got these?
With that, GD throws his trench coat to the ground. Huge, brawny arms hang from his sides. Metal cables connect them to the rest of his body like some kind of unholy Liefeld creation.
I picked them up from a recently deceased bodybuilder. I thought they would come in.
Please don't say handy.
Handy!
Let's go!
The vampires rush forward with their torches, forming a chevron as they smash into the mob of faceless. Tim grabs something that looks like a harpoon and strides forward, casually running through three or four faceless at a time. GD claps his hands together and leaps into the fray, pulling the creatures apart like paper. Shadows bloom over the battlefield, twisting and forming into bright-eyed crows. They dive into the mass of faceless, tearing and clawing. As I gape at the bloody spectacle, Nick strolls past me, casually twirling his rapier.
This is even more fun than I'd imagined. Stay behind us, Valentine.
With that, he runs forward, stabbing at the nearest monster, dancing just out of reach of their needles, making a path for me. I move forward through the carnage. The empty lot stands in front of me, but I can see Wonderland shimmering in and out of existence. All I have to do is walk through the door and it'll be there, waiting for me. Eris, Threadripper, Nico, Varsary, Katarina. I reach out and feel the door handle. I step through. And Riza, Zeroday, and Fiona follow me in.
Alright, you slagging demon, I'm here!
Of course you are. Remember what I told you some 30 years ago?
Honestly, I wasn't paying attention. You talk a lot.
That's nice, Valentine. Weak insults. Feel free to keep up the repartee if it makes you feel stronger. Until I pull your tongue out.
Where's Threadripper and Eris?
Nico, are the hostages secure?
I'm so intent on Invasory that I haven't even noticed Nico behind her. He looks hollow-eyed and gaunt, somehow thinner than the day before. The suit that seemed tailored to his body yesterday hangs off him now.
They're secure, sis.
Nico, that is not your sister.
This is what you get, Valentine. This is where all your schemes fall apart. It's almost sad, really.
Yes, what a sad fate. I want to see them. Now.
Go get them, Nico.
Nico disappears into the back. A few muffled grunts later, and he reappears, pushing a bound-up Eris in front of him, her eyes burning with anger. He goes back and brings out Threadripper. He's put her in a domed bronze cage. She's curled up on the bottom, pale and sweating. Little sparks trickle from her earrings. I can feel Zero Day's anger behind me build like static electricity.
A cage? You put her in a bird cage?
Tech pixies are tricksy little animals. That's a Faraday cage. No signal in or out.
Faraday? You're done for!
There you go, Valentine, all precious friends. Nico, isn't it nice to see there are some people Valentine won't abandon? Now, take your friends. I'll take the book.
Please, you can take my power. But don't kill me.
How amuse it that you think you can bargain at this point.
I just don't want to die.
Death comes for us all, Valentine. In your case, very soon, very slowly. The Book of the Thief. It's so beautiful. Say goodbye, Valentine. Where is it? Ah, here it is. A ritual for unbinding abyssal magic from the blood of a mortal. Tabitha, let the stable mistress remove her riding gear slowly and lovingly as the bath water warmed. She'd never felt this kind of heat before. Tabitha had explored the western frontier, but it seems she was to explore an entirely new one. Wait, what is this?
The Gunslinger's Heat!
You got book-clubbed!
Ah! She's down! Get off, friends! Invasory falls to the ground, paralyzed by Zero Day's shock trap. Risa shifts into her ferret form, tearing Threadripper's cage to pieces. Anne and Fiona untie Eris. I call forth my wings of ice and fire once again, pouring every last drop of power I can muster into them. I'm gonna blast that demon straight out of Katarina's body and back into the abyss.
Go help me.
Sister!
Nico!
Nico reaches out and grabs Invasari's hand. She starts to laugh, an unholy bubbling sound that shakes the building. Nico screams as light pours out of him. He dissolves before our eyes, pouring into Invasari.
Valentine, I will destroy everyone you love. You will watch me eat them whole, and then I will chew you down to your bones.
Choke on them. I reach into my coat and pull out one of the inspiration cigars, lighting it with a tongue of flame from my index finger. Godlike power flows through me and fills the room. The walls burst apart. Out in the street, the last few faceless scream without mouths and fly into dust. Anne puts a hand on my shoulder. Her power floods into me like a second tidal wave. It takes all my will to focus the power bleeding off me into a beam, catching Invasari head on. She's thrown back towards the pool.
That's a nice trick, Valentine, but you can't keep it up. And you still can't kill me without killing this body. My roots have grown deep. Even if you get Katarina back, I'm not sure you'd want to see what's become of her.
Try me.
As you wish, fool. But if you really want to take me on, it'll be on my turf. See you on the other side, Valentine.
Did she just jump into the abyss?
Well, that's it. We're going after her.
It's no good. You'll need the Book of the Thief to beat her and pull her out of Katarina.
The portal's gonna close up any moment. I don't have time to track down Madeline.
Let me make it easy for you.
Madeline! Oh, you have some explaining to do and a door to pay for!
We can talk about your door later. Take this.
Book of the Thief. Why are you giving this to me now?
I thought it would be safest out of everyone's hands, but sometimes it's safer to take a risk.
You're such a softie, Mads.
Don't tell anyone, or I will kill you.
Okay. Risa, Zeriday, Anne, you're coming with me into the abyss.
Valentine, I can't. My powers, my existence is bound to this plane. I wouldn't survive the trip through that portal. I barely made it out of the fairy realm. I'll stay here and tend to Eris and Fedripper.
Okay, everyone. Let's end this.
You have been listening to The Graveyard Tapes, Valentine in Wonderland, Part 2. Written by Aidan Morgan. Edited by Angela Dumoulin, James Nichols, Nikki Ewart, and Dustin Gray. With Chase Hunter as Valentine, Nils the Red as Flack, Caitlin Sinnott as Risa, Fenway Jones as Anne, Maxine Bachman as Fiona, Brianna Jean as Kira, Angela Dumoulin as Zeriday, James Nichol as the Great Dead Detective, Rue Dickey as Nix Ahrens, Devin Barris as Tim the Vampire, Corey as Nico Forlorn, Nikki Ewart as Invasri, Madeline and Eris, Rick the Whitebird as Silverbird, produced by Miguel Diaz III.
Tabitha, let the stable mistress remove her riding gear slowly and lovingly as the bath...
How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do this? Oh my god, this is gonna kill me.
Tabitha, let the stable mistress... Oh my god, what is wrong with me with that word?